The state's Department of Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities has failed to perform background checks on all of its employees and volunteers. That's one of the findings from a new audit conducted by the state comptroller's office of the agency responsible for some of Tennessee's most vulnerable citizens. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Everyone who comes in contact with Tennesseans served by the Department of Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities is supposed to go through a series of background checks, even volunteers. The checks include looking for past sexual abuse, felony convictions, and for employees, checks of their licenses, work experience, and credentials. Auditors found these checks were sometimes done after people had started, or not at all. And while they couldn't confirm any cases in which someone unsuitable slipped through, auditors noted that even one failure could have serious ramifications. Officials at the Department of Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities don't dispute that conclusion, and they say they'll tighten up procedures. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.